Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Jay from the Network of Christian Psychics. We're going to have a great show tonight. We've got a lot of people in the queue, and we have two great guest hosts that are going to do readings for you. The first person I'm going to introduce is going to be Ellen. And Ellen, are you there? Ellen, are you there?
You've okay, got Susie B.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong one. It's Susie B. I'm sorry, Susie.
Yes.
Ellen,
are
you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, Ellen. I thought I pressed your number, and I pressed Susie B.
I'm like, my God, am I muted again?
Yeah.
No, Jay muted.
That's funny.
Well, welcome, ladies, and how are is your week going?
My week's been pretty good, except we got attacked by a light bulb today. People keep on, you know, laughing at me, Stacey, don't you start. I was teaching my son how to make hamburgers, and I wanted to show him the inner light of the oven. I press the light bulb explodes, then pops out of its socket towards us.
Wow.
And I'm like, I get the fact it exploded. That happens. Light bulbs go out. But it propelled itself, got caught in the wire rack. It's 600 and some degrees in there. I have to get this light bulb out. It was weird.
Wow.
So Mercury retrograde for you, ladies and gentlemen, because that was a weird one.
Yes,
yep.
And Mercury retrograde ends today, so that's
nope.
A good thing.
Nope, it doesn't. It's starting up. It's in Mercury retrogrades now. We have to post Mercury and then post, or pre Mercury then post.
Oh well.
I wish it ended today.
I thought it did, but okay, I'll have to check that out. And
I'll check that too.
How are you doing, Susie?
Reverend Jay, have you opened up the chat room yet?
You know something? I haven't. I'm slipping, aren't I?
It's okay. You just want to see who are lovely people in chat.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm a little bit... okay. The chat room is now launched. But, I'm running a little bit behind today. But like everybody, you know, that energy is really fluctuating. So I've been in and out of stress all day. And now the chat room is open, Susie. And if you'd love to write in there, I'd appreciate it.
I am going to take care of that.
Susie, would you like to start the show with a prayer?
I definitely would.
Awesome.
My dear Father, Mother, God, who is the source of all love, angels and my love-centered spirit guide friends of only divine, we all ask that all of our readings be accurate, truthful, and bring blessings to everyone involved. Please safeguard our readings and make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. You are the messengers. We are the voice. Thank you for using us as the vessel of your love and deliverer of your messages. We love you and thank you, and so it is.
Wow, nice, Susie. That was really beautiful. I think before we start taking calls.
Hello.
Ellen.
Yeah.
Would you say anything before we start taking calls?
Well, it looks like you guys were right. It was retrograde ending today.
Oh,
anyway, I know, right? I thought it was post. That's okay. I'm just going for blessings with our angels and our guides, and or to make sure that we can give the best readings to all our callers, and that they are truly blessed with the wisdom that we'll be giving them tonight.
Thank you, Ellen. We got a full queue, and I just want to tell everybody that's in the queue that we're going to get to everybody tonight. It's a two-hour show, and so look forward to a good reading. Are you ladies ready to get started?
Yep.
Yes, we are.
Okay, I'm going to start with the 87 area code. 847, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Okay, do you have a question for us, Jill?
Yeah, I do. My daughter in her school, the security guard is really good at gossiping and making stuff up about people, and she's been making stuff up about my daughter being inappropriate with a boy, and some of the teachers have joined in. I'm very upset. It happens because the principal's unprofessional. The principal will meet tomorrow with someone. How is this going to play out?
Jay, may I?
Yeah, I actually was going to say, I got that Ellen has a message directly for you, Jill.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, is your daughter in high school?
Junior high, eighth grade.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, well, first of all, this is going to play out in your favor.
Okay.
And the security guard, I can't use the right words on the show, but you got my meaning.
Right.
And what I would do, and this is just a level which I've dealt with the schools, this is like I would go to the school board.
Right. Well, and I'm really good friends with the superintendent.
Correct.
But
school board
time,
meeting.
I'm really screaming, so I could be really getting on his nerves.
Yeah, crash a school board meeting and make it public because they're all taped now.
Right.
But I wouldn't want to be that security guard, those teachers, when this comes down the pike.
Okay, so will there be, like, is the superintendent mad at me for screaming because we are really good friends?
Well, they can be mad at you all he wants, but the lesson is when it comes down and it's his butt on the line for not taking the appropriate action, who's going to go down for it? He will.
Right.
He can be mad all he wants, but when you document this stuff, I just feel it's going to work out great for you guys. It might be a little rough in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But you know, this is not going to the only thing I'm worried about is your daughter. I'm worried about her more than anything else. But I think once she's exonerated and they make a public apology, which you must demand,
okay,
everything will be good. I don't know what's up with the security guard.
She'd make stuff up about everyone because she has no social skills.
Totally. So I would try to get her fired, but definitely get to the school board and crash. Even though you're friends with the superintendent, tell him that you want to make this public.
Okay.
She's not fired, and this is not exonerated. You will make this public. And
okay,
I see it's going great. But I'm getting something else that it's going to go into harmony. But what I want to caution you of, I mean, I've done my own screaming at the school board and the principals at my son's school, but I want you to make this as harmonious as possible. You're all there for your daughter, which is the
right
and only priority, but you want to also make it look like you're the harmony part of it. And well, if she does this to my daughter, who's she going to go after next?
Right, and
yeah, I'm
said
looking
that
after the school, too. So keep it harmonious, but make sure your daughter is the number one priority, because even though it's not a schoolmate, what's happening is bullying.
Right.
That's what it is.
Okay.
And none of this, with all the bullying stuff going down, nobody wants a part of that. But I
okay
feel it's going to be really great.
Wow.
Okay.
That was great, Ellen. Jill, I'm going to see what Susie has to say before I tell you what I got.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
I'm feeling the same way as Ellen. You are to stand up for your child.
And they believe me, right? That
yes,
they believe, everyone believes me.
Yes.
Yes,
okay,
absolutely. And actually what I'm getting, a message that I'm getting is something has happened in your past that you're kind of triggered to step in to take care of this for your daughter. Something from your childhood, I'm thinking, you know.
Well, never being defended. I was the youngest, so everyone picked on me, and nobody ever defended me. So I'm not going to, you know, so now I'm a real defender, activist type person.
Yes, and I believe that's exactly what you need to do. And yes, threatened with going public with this if it's not handled in the appropriate way, and your daughter does not deserve this treatment that she's getting.
Okay.
There are bullies all over the place. There are bullies. You know, this is a lesson for everybody all around this. There are bullies in the school place, whether it be the security guard, whether it be the children. There are bullies in the workplace when we move on to in our careers.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has to be dealt with, and it's going to be favorable for you. Yeah,
okay,
it's not going to be easy, but yes, I see it being favorable for you and your daughter.
Okay.
That was really great, Susie. Thank you. Well, Jill, mm-hmm, what I'm getting is just what the two girls said. It's going to be favorable for you. I do, however, feel like you need to make this experience with your daughter a lesson in, you know, how much you love her, first off. You know, make sure that you ground her and have her remain and be, you know, secure in her own, you know, person, because no matter what the outcome with the school board is, it doesn't matter. Your daughter's been hurt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it is going to be a favorable outcome, but you have to make this lesson, like, you have to make her realize, like, maybe that, you know, people do things to be mean, and there are repercussions for doing that.
I agree.
And, right. So it's really important that she learn the value of the situation, so that she doesn't make the same mistake further in her life.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so use it more as that kind of teaching example, and that way, you know, it'll be beneficial even though it was so horrendous to begin with.
Okay.
Okay, so I hope we helped you, Jill, and, you know, feel free to call back anytime, and we thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and best wishes to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a nice night. Okay. Yeah, that's all.
Jay, you there? We lost Jay. Oh, cool. We can take over the show and rule the world now, Susie.
Yes, we'll be the masters. Okay. Anyway,
well,
yes, that was a very good example there of you know how school gets us prepared for the real you know the job world as well, because unfortunately that happens to some adults in our jobs as well.
Yeah, it happened to me actually in my recent job. So, you know, it's it took some finesse, but I got straightened out. But I didn't do what I normally would do. I actually had to use this little thing called diplomacy, which I'm really bad at, and just go from there.
You know, and depending on, I don't know if Jill is still listening, but what's going to be watched is, a good lesson is going to be how she presents herself in this difficult manner, you know, in this difficult situation. How she presents herself and handling this whole thing is another lesson.
Well, I keep on getting a vision of the Archangel Michael holding a flaming sword, so I can understand Heaven's not real happy about this either. So I know they're going to do right and get this all settled in for them.
Yes, it really is a wonderful thing that, well, it's that karma thing. So whatever comes around goes around, and so, you know, everybody has to be really mindful of their intentions every day and living their life. As if, you know, whatever they reap, they're going to sow.
I wouldn't want to be. I mean, sometimes we do things unintentionally, too. And I just want the listeners to know that it's not always. Sometimes we do things accidentally. We might get a gentle reminder from heaven. But you won't get cracked as badly as if you deliberately go out to hurt someone. Sometimes if you hurt someone's feelings accidentally and they tell you, you can apologize right then and there and say, I'm really sorry, I didn't know that comment hurt you. You're not going to get swacked for that. But if you intentionally go out there and say so-and-so does such and such, then, yeah, you will get pretty much hit with a karma ball.
Yes, and we have to speak up for our children because our children kind of get, I feel, disrespected because they don't have a voice. So we have to be their voice.
And mine doubly so, because mine's high-functioning autism in high school. I mean, so, yeah, I'm always at the school board and at the exceptional education director's office. You should have seen her face when I walked in and sat on her couch and wouldn't move till she talked to me. That was pretty funny.
So,
you know who I am.
Well, you know, the thing is that the very important thing here is that we do have to ground ourselves and protect ourselves every single day. It has to be like like a part of our everyday, like brushing our teeth.
Absolutely.
Combing our hair.
Exactly.
Grounding ourselves and protecting ourselves in that diamond dome.
And even at night before I go to bed, I imagine the diamond dome around me. And inside the dome is white and silver light. and green light, white and silver light for protection, green light for healing, pink light for loving. Just have all the different colors of the chakra, orange for more grounding, kind of swirl around you while you sleep so it can feed your chakras while you're sleeping. You think Jay's ever going to come back?
I hope he's going to come back. Because we miss our hero.
Yeah, also, we can't take any calls without him. So anyone listening to us, we don't have the access
right.
to pull you in.
Jay holds the key to the queue. So, yes, we cannot communicate with any callers without Jay.
How long have you been gone?
He has been absent from us too long of a while, and I apologize to everyone for that.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have, even though we took over the show to dominate the world, we didn't think about not being able to get the caller. So, see, this is what you talk about, ill-laid plans. Just joking.
Mm-hmm.
they probably thought we really got rid of him at this point.
That's right. Maybe I could go with the song.
Oh, I'm not singing. Do you have a song in mind?
yes, we'll
have enough traumatized people if I start singing. Oh, that is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is. And I did have my corned beef and cabbage.
My sister-in-law is also very devout, and she wrote down a St. Patrick's sacrifice and his belief. And then I reminded her, what about the snakes he cleared out of Ireland? That's what I remember most about him. But no, this is one of my favorite times of year, lots of Celtic music and dancing. And
yes. I was at the Cracker Barrel today and had my corned beef and cabbage, and it was delicious.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I've never been a corned beef girl, though, but I think corned beef wasn't so bad. The cabbage, not so much.
Okay, let's see. I am going to go to a song, and hopefully Reverend Jay will join us.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's see what I can get here. It's going to be one of Dr. Ginny's favorites. And
is it Celtic?
And, no, it's going to be Katy Perry.
Oh, why can't I put Celtic music on, like Danny Boy or Minstrel Boy or I'm a Rambler, I'm a Gambler or something? It's St. Patrick's Day. Lord of the Dance.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Like a fire. don't have to feel like the way before. Your original cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe you're reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect home. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and with it time will go. You just gotta ignite the light and live.
Hey, hey, it's Reverend Jay. I'm back, and of course I'm having technical difficulties, and so I'm trying another completely different line, and I'd like to welcome Susie back. Are you there, Susie?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, and now I'd like to welcome Ellen back. Ellen, are you there? Ellen, are you there? Okay. Maybe that's not Ellen. Is that your number?
Hello? You got me?
Are you there, Ellen?
Yes.
Hi.
Okay, I thought that Mercury retrograde was supposed to be done. Well,
yeah.
It's going through the post-ops now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe
can you hear me?
Just...
That wasn't enough.
Yeah, I
yes,
can
I
hear
can
you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, thank goodness.
Let's go right ahead to the next caller because some people have been on for now 45 minutes. So, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay, thanks, girls. The next number we're going to take is 646. And 646, you're on the air.
Hey, good night, guys. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Tony.
Tony, and where are you calling from?
From Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, and do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I was calling about career.
Okay. My guides are telling me to go right to Ellen.
Did you have a specific career in mind?
Yes, publishing.
Freelance, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Because that's the first thing I got was freelance, and what I'm seeing is that for the first, I'd like to say a few months, it's not going to be really easy. I see people giving you work, but unfortunately, it's like you work and then you dry up and then you work again, so I want you to be really prepared for it.
Okay.
Now, for this publishing, is this going to be with a magazine or the internet blog or?
No,
I feel like book.
This is more like children's manuscripts that I'm sending out to book publishers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still pretty much the same thing I'm getting. It seems like you're going to get interest and then not interest and interest and not interest. So you need to stick with it. I see that it's going to pay off. It's just that it just kind of threw me a little bit, but I just see that you're going to get, like, some offers and then you're not. You know what I'm saying?
It's
very, very inconsistent. Because everyone's looking for the next, like, Harry Potter or Twilight. And I think that yours is going to be a lot better than that. But you're breaking into a really difficult market. So appealing to the heart is the way to go.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Tony, it's interesting that you're saying that. I feel like that things are going to be good for you, too, eventually. And I feel, are you having fears about money right now?
I think I should be all right. I mean, that wasn't going to be my primary source for now.
Okay. I just was getting something about you're having some fears about money. So I want you to not be afraid about money. I feel like things are going to be okay for you. I also feel like the more confident you are in your self-employment, the better it's going to proceed for you. So go ahead and, be confident that your work is good and your artistic expression is yours and it's valuable. And the more that you can remain in that energy, the better it is for you and the better it will be perceived by people you're representing it to. So I really want you to speak your mind with real confidence. And before you do anything, I want you to mentally balance yourself. Do you know how to ground yourself?
I have a tourmaline crystal.
Okay. Obsidian is another really good grounding stone. But what I would rather you do is, like, first thing in the morning, I would like you to just put your feet on the floor and pretend you're a tree and put roots into the ground deep and wide and just really try to visualize that. And, a tree is steady even when the wind is blowing and it just bends. And the more that you're grounded, the more secure and the more steady you will be. And even if obstacles do come up, you will just bend with them. And I think that will help you with your emotional considerations. So I hope that helped from me, and I'm going to pass you on to Susie now.
Definitely appreciate that.
Okay, Tony. I got that you're going to be very successful with this. Yes, it's going to take a little bit. Because the word that I'm getting is to pass on to you is patience, and that's not a word that I really like to dish out because that's a little bit of a rough thing for me. But I have to pass that message on to you because that's what I'm getting from the angels.
Okay.
And I feel that. The word that I'm getting is that you're going to have good news in this in regards to finances with this endeavor.
Okay, thank you.
So we see success for you, Tony. Keep at it.
Definitely will do. Yeah.
And definitely call us back and let us know how things are going. And if you want to, sometimes when you get a reading, you're in one place and, in a few weeks you're going to be in a different place. And so if you want to call back in and see, what we see then we can tell you what we're getting then. So
okay.
I hope we helped
you, Tony. Definitely appreciate that. Thank you.
Best wishes to you, Tony.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right. You too, guys.
That's great. It's great when we get to when people get to really work with their artistic expression. Are you guys ready to go on to another call?
Yep, sure.
Okay, great. We're gonna go on to 203. 203, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this calling?
Shante.
Shante, and where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay, do you have a question for us, Shante?
Yes. Right now, I'm confused with my career because I got denied to a program twice. So now I was wondering which career would be fulfilling for me.
Okay. I feel like Susie has a message for you on how to proceed or what's coming up for you in your finance and career. All right. Okay, Susie?
Okay. Let me see. The first thing that came to me is I'm seeing some kind of career in education. Is this something that you have considered?
No.
Children's education?
No, I haven't.
Or any kind of child care or, from, a preschooler type of a thing is what I'm picking up for you. What is your educational background?
I just took general courses, so I don't have much of a background.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up for you for to be an educator is what the message is that I'm getting. I don't know if this is resonating to where you had any kind of consideration for, but I see that you can be very successful at this.
Well, that was great, Susie. I'm going to pass you on now, Shantae, to Ellen.
I know when I listened, I heard the first thing was nursing.
Yeah.
Is that what you were denied?
No, I was denied for ultrasound.
Okay, that was my second guess. But yeah, ultrasound, I got to tell you, it's a very, very difficult field to get into.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that. But I think that if you go into more general, like nursing, I think you can work your way back into the program. You'd have more skill, more medical skill, more knowledge of the body. And I think that would help you if you took some more maybe nursing classes and then went back in. Because that's the first
thing
I heard was nursing.
Hmm? Yeah. The only thing with nursing is that they make you do all through the hospital, and I'm not, some of that stuff grossed me out.
Well, that's understandable. But the thing is with ultrasound, you might have the same thing. With ultrasound, you could be doing anything from an ultrasound. You can be doing the ultrasound of the heart to OBGYN to an ultrasound of the liver. And a lot of times that's where the big money is. A lot of doctors OBGYNs maybe have, not all of them will have ultrasound in their office. A lot of them refer them to either the hospital or a freestanding clinic. So if that grosses you out, you may have to consider something totally
it's
different.
It's more of the blood,
yeah.
Not comfortable with blood. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I get that. Believe me, not everybody can do that. But if nursing's not for you and the ultrasound, maybe you would have to look into something different. Because the first thing I got was nursing. And look into that. But sometimes in nurses, you can just go to different practices, too. But still, you might have to do a blood draw. That's something nurses
like
do.
They send you, when you learn in the nursing program, they bring you through all departments in the hospital.
Right. And that's what to see how where the best fit is. But quite frankly, if blood grosses you out, then nursing or ultrasound may not be the program.
Right.
And like patients in pain, I get in pain with them.
Yeah. Well, you're empathetic, and that's very good. It's just that you can't feel their pain because you're trying to help alleviate it. And you can't be feeling it and alleviate it at the same time if it's that strong. So I think Reverend Jay has something to tell you too, right?
Right. I think that was great, Ellen. Shante, sometimes we have career ideas in our mind, and they're not actually where we're supposed to be going, and the universe sends us in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling something that you're having great sadness. Is that true?
Yeah, just because I'm confused with the whole career path. I'm not sure which direction I want to go into.
Okay, so your interest in ultrasound, did you work with anybody as a mentor, or do you know any mentoring programs where you could do volunteer work with a mentor until you can get a position?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that might be something that you should seek out, because I kind of feel like they were saying mentor. The other thing is that it's really important, depending on what field that you're going to do, to be confident in it. And so when you're going into a profession where you have hesitation about several areas, it might not be the profession for you. I'm getting that a little bit spiritual. Have you thought about doing spiritual work, like studying Reiki, or doing, healing, quantum healing or theta healing? Have you ever thought of that?
Reiki, yes. But I just, I know I need to get a degree in something.
Okay. You want a college education
degree? To live, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, you have to do things through the traditional ways, and, if you don't qualify for that specific program, then you need to discuss it with your counselor as far as what's available, and do a career assessment again, because there's a reason why, if you were denied twice, why, that's happening, and it's the universe, like I said, sometimes hands us a signal that says, no, this isn't right for you, even though you think it's right for yourself. So I would definitely seek counseling with the school for advice, and I would first off, I would drop the sadness too. You don't need to be sad. You can be disappointed, but it's not, things happen for a specific reason. God is in charge, and He directs our lives in the direction that we're supposed to be going. And therefore, you have to believe that what's happening is for a specific reason. And that may just mean going to get more advice, finding a mentor, and doing some extra steps rather than going right into the program.
Exactly. And Reverend Jay, excuse me, I just couldn't agree more, because a lot of times if you find out now, because schools like ultrasound are very, very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. And if you can't take that one part of it, you'll be wasting a lot of your time and resources, literally. And I'll just tell you, I wanted to be an oral hygienist, and I worked. Mm-hmm. I passed the test to get into University of Pittsburgh Oral Hygiene School. I spent before I got in, I spent 5 minutes at my uncle's dental office, and bolted.
That's exactly what I wanted. I feel like I need to be able to see it before I make a decision.
And that's not a
bad thing.
And a
lot of places don't do that.
But some places do. And if you talk to your counselor and say, I'd like to shadow a special needs teacher, I want to shadow a law clerk, I want to shadow whatever, that would be more commendable, because you don't want to go through all this training and time and then go in there and go, I can't do this, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was great, Ellen. So I hope we helped you, Shante.
Yeah.
And, just consider what we said, because, we're just here to give you the advice that we're getting. And it's important that, even if it's not what you want to hear right now, it's important to try to listen to what we're saying. So you can always go back in archives and re-listen and maybe hear the finer points that are meant to be heard by you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. A good night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Those situations are always hard.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, sometimes when we want stuff, we don't get it.
I know, right?
You know?
But I was like five, I was like within a hair's breadth of spending thousands of dollars to get into oral hygiene school at Pitt. And that's an esteemed thing. And I would have flunked out because I spent, like I said, 5 minutes in my uncle's dental office and ran. It was gross. People's mouths? Yuck.
Right. Oh, you guys
know,
ready?
Seriously.
Are you guys ready to go on to another caller?
I am.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm so glad that the phone is working better now than it was at the beginning of the show. I don't know if I told you guys that I broke my toe and it's really ugly.
Oh, wow. Did you put ice on it?
Yes, I put ice on it, and I did it playing soccer with my son who's visiting. Or, you know, home on spring break.
You know what you need to do? You need to get those splints, those wooden splint things, put on either side of your toe and wrap it with that surgical tape, and that'll help keep your toe. You can't cast a broken toe, but if you splint it, it'll feel a lot better because it'll have something to hold it on to. It won't press down when you walk, and it'll feel a lot better.
Susie, this is Laura. Oh, Ellen, sorry.
Hi.
Hi. We met earlier, I think. Did you say that he should tape his toes?
That's what I did, and it worked for me.
What I thought, too.
Okay, thanks. Well, thanks for the advice, everybody. You ready to go on to the next caller? We'll go on to 302. 302, you're
okay.
On the air.
Hi, this is Anne Marie.
Hi, Anne Marie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I was adopted, and I believe I'm Native American, but I was just wondering if that was true or not.
If you are Native American?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to, my guys are sending me right directly to Susie, and I'm going to see what she has to say for you.
Okay, I'm asking the angels, and we're going to get an answer for you, Anne-Marie. The angels are telling me that, yes, you have some Native American roots in you, in your genealogy.
Very cool.
Anything else? Because I know now they're trying to make restitution to the Native American, and I was wondering if I should get DNA tested.
Well,
that would be beautiful.
Right. I'm not really sure. The way that they make restitution is through your family lineage. And I believe now it's because I have some Native American friends that have gone through it similarly. And you have to prove your lineage through your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
If you can do that, then you might qualify for some of that type of assistance or recovery.
Okay.
Are you getting psychic hits?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting from a Native American guide? Anne-Marie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you are?
You're asking me, am I getting?
Yeah, are you having some psychic experience with Native American guide?
Well, my son is a shaman in Peru.
Okay. I'm feeling like there's a guide who's talking to you that you're, I don't know that you're listening, or and I'm unsure, you know, are you actually connecting with a guide yourself?
A guide?
Yes, like an angel or a guide. Everybody has guides. And I
right.
See,
I mean, I believe
I
that I have a strong guardian angel, but
okay.
I don't know how to
communicate with them?
Exactly.
Okay, well, I see that you have a Native American guide right
okay.
by your side who is trying to communicate with you. What you can do is you need to raise your vibration, your vibrational frequency, and you do that through meditation. And just try, what you do is you just say, I ask my angels to raise my vibrational frequency while you're meditating, and then you ask your guide to lower their vibrational frequency to match yours so that you can communicate. And it really is about listening and raising that vibration. So I see a male guide, and he's actually on a horse, and he has a big feather headdress, I guess is what they call it. I'm not really
mm-hmm.
sure what they actually call it, but it's like one of those big feather headdresses.
Okay.
And he whispers to you. So the other thing is when you're meditating, listen through your left ear. Or, you know, on your left side, not actually through your ear. You're not going to hear it in your ear. It's actually, like, just outside your left temple is where you're going to hear it.
Okay.
I feel like he's, like, directing it to you. So you might want to, practice that meditation technique of trying to raise
Reverend
your vibration.
Jay?
Yes.
Reverend Jay, may I intercept here.
Sure.
I'm actually picking up from my angels. They are guiding me actually to some kind of Russian heritage for you. Would that be possible?
Well, I was adopted by a wonderful mom and dad that were Italian. And I found out...
Name Anne Marie, it was Italian.
Well, my maiden name was Luciani, and then I got married and divorced, and it became Giorgetti, but still, Luciani, they were both Italian from South Philadelphia. But however, my son went to Mexico, and he was going to the Mexican Riviera where the Mayan ruins were, and he mm-hmm. met my biological father, and they both were... They started writing a book together. This older gentleman was calling my oldest son, who is the shaman in Peru, my son, which he thought was a term of endearment. But they collaborated on writing a book together. This gentleman passed away. I believe my son found out he was my dad after he passed away. And in ceremony, he told me that my mother is still living in Mexico. And that she was going to go into the convent. That's why she gave me up for adoption. But she is waiting for me in Mexico.
Well, that might be the man that I'm seeing that's talking to you. Because he's there. I really think that you need to try to communicate with him. I'm going to pass you on to Alan Anna Marie and see what she has to say. Thank you, Alan.
Okay.
You know, it's weird. When you first started talking, I could hear drums and I could see dancing, the Native American dancing. So I just, you know, with the lineage, there's no doubt that it's there.
Okay.
But be honest with you, when it comes to something like restitution, it takes a lot to prove it. And
right.
I'm wondering
I thought about
how,
getting DNA tested.
Yeah, but you still have to kind of prove the tribe, prove the people,
okay.
not just DNA, because you'd have to prove that your mom was Native American. You have to prove that she was part of this tribe. You have to prove her ancestors.
Okay.
But I think that if you'd meditate and listen, I think you would hear them too. Because I thought that's why you were calling, because you heard, you had visions of Native American dancing and drums.
Well, I have myself surrounded with that kind of stuff, pictures. As a matter of fact, you know, I have almost exactly what the gentleman was saying, Reverend. Reverend
Yeah,
Jay, excuse me. And yeah. I have a picture of the gentleman with the headdress on right in front of me. I have all kinds of Native American things surrounding me. My hair is down to my rear end, real long, straight hair, and I feel very much a part of that. My sign is the hawk, and there's always one over my head.
Right.
Wherever I go.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
It's there, and it's like, wow, there he is.
Cool. But you know what I'm wondering, and I have this issue of being sometimes a little too blunt with people, and forgive me, but my message to you is I think the real wealth that you're seeking is the spirituality and connection with your mom and your tribe more than just the retribution. Because my personal opinion is no matter how much money someone gives you, hey, I'm sorry for wiping out your people and destroying your home, and just doesn't cut it. I don't think it cut it during World War II when they won an apology to bomb Dresden or the Holocaust or Rose down here in Florida. We had this thing called Rosewood. It was a movie, actually. And the retribution's fine, but it doesn't say, hey, sorry about that. But I think your real wealth is your connection, and that's where your real spiritual money power is coming from.
Great. I mean, I'm 50 years old. I mean, the likelihood that I'm going back to school, unless it's to become a shaman or something or some type of healer, you know, I was just curious. People have been asking me, are you Native American? Around here in Delaware, there's a lot of Lenape and Nanticoke Indians asking me. And I'm like, well, I'm adopted. And I used to donate my hair. They told me, stop doing that. It's your soul.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Burn it.
Have you done a spirit search? Do you think maybe one of them would help you do one of those spirit searches? Oh, I'm getting chills. That might help guide you a little bit better? Because if they're interested, if you're Native American, maybe somebody can help you. And just because you're 50, and I'll be 50 in May, doesn't mean we're dead. Okay, you can do whatever you want.
Sure. Okay?
So just make sure you – I think maybe – what do they call those? Is it like a – Jay, do you know what I'm talking about? The spirit search or a spirit quest or something?
Right. You caught me off guard, but I know what you're talking about there. It's a shamanic journey.
Exactly.
And, you can do that. There's a couple of different things that you actually could do. You also, I think, really, a resource that you're overlooking is your son. Since he's down there, he has the ability to seek out who your potential mother is, especially if he's connected with his father or your father, through the spirit world, because that kind of connection can be, I know, like, my guide could actually take me right to the door of where I need to go, even, you know, if I did the correct, connection with them, and if I was trying to, you know, and if I was supposed to get the information, and, you know, I mean, if everything was in the correct way, so your son could actually be led right to your mother and your female heritage, and
he knows where she's at. Like he, this all became privy to him in ceremony,
right? So
when he was
that's what
taking
I'm saying.
The ayahuasca. And
I think,
so he's the one that told me about it, but and that she's waiting to see me. She's not going to pass away until I meet her, blah, blah, blah. But I'm still here in Delaware. I'm trying to get to Peru.
Okay.
I communicate with him often through email, but
I think you're going to get some psychic insight yourself if you can just raise that vibration,
mm-hmm.
and have your son be, you know, connect on the other level. It's all in how you ask the question if you're looking for an answer. And sometimes, you know, if you rephrase it, if you relook at it, if you,
mm-hmm.
But it might also help him a lot if your energy was there too. So you might be able to do like a shamanic ceremony over the telephone and get even more information, you know, because you don't have to necessarily be there to do a journey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I hope we helped you a little bit. And
thank you so much.
Call us back, and we're really interested in hearing how your journey goes. So, you know, feel free to check back with us if you find out more information.
Thank you very much, Reverend Jay, and Ellen and everybody else. Have a blessed
mm-hmm.
evening, and I appreciate it.
Anytime.
You're more
thank
than
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good
night.
Very much.
You too.
Yeah, that is cool, isn't it, when you start to learn information about your heritage from people who are passed down already.
Yeah.
So we're going to go right on to the next caller, and we are going to get to everybody. So if anybody wants a reading, you can call in at 323-679-0882, and we're going to make sure that we get to you. We've got another whole hour to go. So we're going to go right on to 304. 304, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jackie Jay.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. I hate to bother you again this week.
No,
sorry. I just wondered if anything had changed.
Okay.
With me concerning Reed.
I'm going to pass you right on to Susie B. And Susie B. This is Jackie, and she's calling about a relationship between her and a man named Reed.
Okay. The message that I'm getting is from Archangel Metatron, and it's telling me to pass on to you self-discipline and willpower.
Okay.
I know that that's not very much comfort for you because you're looking to see a reconnection, but I have to give you what I'm getting. And
I know.
I'm getting that self-discipline and willpower, and to stay away from the situation. I'm feeling that the message I'm getting is that you are privileged to a lot of information about what goes on with this man, and it's not doing you any good.
No, it's not, and it's not me. It's my friends and my family. It's like my mother told me Friday evening that he told her a long while back that he's dating someone else and that he meets her every weekend in between where they live. And I didn't know this, and I don't know why she told me. But everybody keeps telling me this, and I keep having all this negativity around me, and I just can't handle it anymore.
Yes, I'm feeling like that you have to have the self-discipline and willpower to shut down the messages that you're getting because you really do not need to be hearing them.
And it's really hard when it's your family.
I know, but you still need to build it yourself. Thank you, Susie. I just wanted to really quickly for you, Jackie, what I got. And the one thing, I got nothing. I have the same information that I've been conveying to you, okay?
Okay.
That, you know, that it's going to eventually evolve into a relationship is what I'm getting. But what
okay.
I'm also getting, which is really important, and it's as important as me confirming that everything's the same, is when you expect the worst, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it is important. This message is really clear to me tonight, and I haven't heard it before as specifically as I'm hearing it tonight for you. You really need to listen to this. If you expect the worst, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So,
well, I'm trying not to, but it's really hard when you've got people around you telling you it's not going to happen.
I know.
And I tried it.
You need to shield yourself from them. And now I'm going to pass you on to Ellen and see what she's getting.
Well, I'm getting basically the same thing Susie got. But what something is that I don't think they're trying to be negative. I think they're just trying to be factual and down to earth,
right.
And they love you, and they want to, because it's like you're getting so wound up with this guy, you're not living your life. And that's what bothers them.
I know.
That's the issue, not so much if he's coming back, if he's not coming back. You're running your life around him. And if your parents and if your coworkers or your friends and family want to tell you this, you can say, okay, yeah, you hear what I said? Yes, I did. Thank you. And move on. But I don't believe it's negative.
Okay.
And Raphael, the Archangel of Healing, is telling me that you need to start healing and stop living through him and start living for yourself. Otherwise, you're just going to be more miserable.
I know.
And you're too good of a person. You're too beautiful of a soul to be caught up in all this constantly. And that's why your parents, I'm sorry you feel this as negativity, but I think they're just trying to tell you that you need to see this for what it is. You know, and if he did tell your mom that he's dating somebody else, take that as the sign that for right now, this is what it is, and you got to live your life too.
I understand that, but it is so hard.
Oh, I know.
I'm 54 years old, and I've never been in love like this before, and I'm still going through menopause. And
oh, I get that.
It's hard.
I know. Believe me, I know. But the thing is that there's a fine line between love and obsession.
I know.
And I don't want you crossing it, because you cross into it, it's going to be real hard. I know it's hard, menopause. I'm going through the hot flashes, too. Hate them. And my mood swings. My husband said, how can I tell? He's lucky he didn't kill him, and I would have been able to get away with it because of my menopause. But the point is, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But the point is, you have to focus and love you. Heal you. Let Raphael and Metatron in to give you your messages and give you your healing. Jay, what's that healing you were telling me about to fill up your chakra?
The love healing.
Is that it? Yeah. Do that. It's so important, because you're crossing the line to obsession, and it's not good for you.
It's not helpful.
And finally, I just want to reiterate what I got, you know, that it appears that things are the same, but remember that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know. You wish yourself the best, and the best will come. Wish yourself, you know, the worst.
I'm not wishing myself the worst. It's just, it's so hard when you've got all these emotions going through you, coming from different directions, and your body's all messed up.
It is. But you ground yourself like a tree, put your feet on the ground, and put those roots in. And when that stuff comes, you just need to bend like when the wind blows a tree.
Arms reaching towards heaven, just like a tree does.
Right.
Trees are grounded.
Right.
They bend, but they always have their arms reaching to heaven.
Right.
Okay. Because
you have a guide,
I know when I pray, I ask the Heavenly Father, I said, by the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for our sins, please let me know that this is Jesus talking to me. And Jesus tells me it is him. And he has promised me that he will bring this man back. But it's like people around me are doubting my faith. I've told my mom and some friends, and they say, well, how do you know it's Jesus? How do you know it's not Satan? How do you know it's not your wishful thinking? And I said, I just know.
Right.
I just know. Because love is of God, and evil is of the dark energy. So, yeah, I absolutely believe you're speaking to, you know, Christ. He showed you many signs. The thing is, Jackie, though, is you're being weak in your faith, because if you weren't, you wouldn't question the...
I know, but I don't know how to get strong.
Just have to do it through prayer and belief and loving yourself. You have to live your life, like Ellen said. You have to live it, and you have to live your life and fulfill it every day. You have to go to those exercise programs. You have to be the best teacher, or, you know, whatever you do, you have to be the best at it, and, you know, honor yourself until, you know, God fulfills, you know, what he promises to you.
I know. Well, things are looking up for me. I'm a special education teacher. And
awesome.
We had a bunch of snow in October, and my roof, my ceiling started to cave in, so they've got it fixed. I can move back in now. I think it'll help my students to get back home, so to speak.
And I gotta tell you, sorry, go ahead, Jackie.
Say that again, Ellen.
I was just going to tell Jackie how special education teachers are. My boy is autism, HFA, high functioning autism. And it's so special what you're doing. I mean, you're actually doing God's work here on earth. When you teach, and on top of that, a special needs child, you know how our kids are.
I know. And my kids are severely mentally impaired. Two of them have autism. But one of them, his mental impairment is worse than his autism. And I fought it for a long time. I kept saying, God, I don't want to be a teacher. I don't want to be a teacher. Finally, I just gave up and said, okay, I give in. And I've been a teacher now for years. And I love my kids.
Trusted the word of
really
God.
Did.
And look what happened.
I know. And
yes.
Trust him now.
And I trusted him to help me get my bills paid off, and that's happening this week. So I just got to build on my trust, and I do trust him. But I'm going to the doctor this week to see about hormones or something. I don't know if I should.
And live your life, though, Jackie. Live your life happily for yourself, and let things come to you. Don't try to make them happen by your will. Have them just come to you. So I hope we were helpful to you, and we're going to...
you are. Thank you very much.
Okay, good. And we're going to go
on
to the next
call. God bless all of you.
Thank
you. Yeah, bye-bye. That was really great advice, Ellen, and it's true. People that do special needs children and work in those positions are like birth angels, aren't they?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's so hard to teach children in a normal classroom. Try teaching our kids in a special needs classroom, because people always ask me about autism and like sometimes of mental impairment, but I've always believed these adults and these children are like treasure boxes with 1 million different keyholes and 50 million different keys. And as parents and as teachers and loved ones, it's our job to find the keys.
Yeah,
and it's frustrating, it's hard, but, you know, like I said, my son made dinner tonight. He made us hamburgers before his light bulb tried to kill us. So, I mean, it was
really beautiful.
So it was awesome.
That whole thing, yeah. Is it all right to go on to the next caller? Are you guys ready, or do you want to take a little break, or how are you doing?
I'm ready. I think we had enough break when you disappeared on us and Susie and I decided to rule the world.
Okay. So we'll just go on to the next person. I believe this is possibly an England call. I'm not sure. It's a 441 is what it's starting out with. 441, are you on the air?
Yes, please.
And who's calling, please?
Oh, my name is Lily.
Lily. Hi. We've talked to you before, haven't we?
Oh, Jesus. I'll try and use a Mr. Jones next time.
No, it's fine. We love the English accent. Is the weather better?
Oh, God. I can keep dreaming.
It's England. It can't get much better.
Absolutely.
Okay, how can we help you tonight, Lily?
I'm going to ask about somebody called Gary. He went on a trip last week, so I don't know whether he's still at the trip or he's decided to sort of, you know, make a U-turn, because I haven't heard from him for... I thought he should have been back by now.
Okay, so you're worried about him.
Well, I'm not sure worried. I'm just a bit. I want to know what's happening.
Okay, I'm going to pass you on to Susie B and see what she's got for you. Susie,
okay,
this is Lily from England.
Lily, I'm getting that you are going to be hearing from Gary.
Okay.
Not sure why you haven't, but the message that I'm getting from the angels is yes, you will be hearing from him.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you, Susie, and we can pass you on to Elena.
Well, I felt the same way Susie did. I think what happened was just like a temporary disconnect, but he just got real busy or distracted. I don't feel anything wrong, just that he just got distracted or busy. So I think
you're... Men.
I'm sorry?
Typical men.
Oh, typical man, you're right. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and with
fair.
That, we'll go to Reverend Jay.
Well, yeah, men don't always think about what they do. You know how they are. It's like, oh, honey, I'm sorry. Did you want me to call you when I was 3 hours late getting home? Well, yeah.
Well, the truth is I'm getting that things aren't turning out the way he's thinking either, and that's caused the delay. So
okay.
I feel like you are going to have contact with them and you know, quit being a typical woman. No.
No.
No, I was only kidding. I
think Reverend Jay didn't hear our karma discussion earlier, Susie.
Yeah, I think that he hasn't.
He's going to get zapped.
You'll have to listen to the archive.
I really, really was just
Okay. Thank you for that. Just my next question was, I was intending to take a trip later on in the year, and something has happened, and I'm hoping to actually take it earlier than, you know, I had initially thought. Because it's sort of a bit impromptu. Do you see this happening, or am I... Is it really going to be different?
It's a career opportunity, right?
What I'm thinking about, not really. It's just about something to do with family.
I'm picking up that
yes, it is going to be. It is a good opportunity for you to take this trip.
Okay. So it could actually happen, even though I had not sort of... I suppose it's really in terms of finances, because, you know, I had sort of planned long term till end of the year, but now I have to take it a bit earlier. And even though, yes, I'm sort of planning on how to do it, I'm just a little bit anxious that it could sort of, you know, fall through because of the finances.
I don't think it's going to fall through, but I was getting later than earlier for some reason. But you're going regardless.
I'm getting. Is it because there's a loan?
Say that again.
Is there a loan of money that needs to be repaid first?
I could actually do that. That's an option that I could go for, but I'm trying to steer clear of the banks.
Okay. What I'm seeing is there's some competing goals. And there's a couple little details that are bothersome that conflict with others. So what you want to do is you want to really look at the situation and write out the pros and the cons. And I do see it coming to fruition. I feel like something with a loan is the way that it's going to end up going.
Okay.
That's what I got. Does anybody else want to say anything else? I'll take that as a
that's
no.
That's what I was clearly getting.
Okay, so I hope we helped you, Lily.
Could I just ask one more question before I go, please?
Sure.
I'm just, and this is a little bit being too ambitious, and I do appreciate if I can't get a direct answer. I'm 39 years old, and obviously, you know, I haven't settled down, I haven't met somebody, I haven't had children. I was just thinking, should I, is it something that, like, settle the family way? Is it something that I should forget about, and is it never going to happen?
I'm getting that Alan has a message for you on that.
Well, I don't think you should forget about it if that's one of your goals. It's just that you haven't been, like, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you're how you should be. You're picky. I mean, you could settle down with anybody and have kids with anybody, but you don't want that.
You're very right. Picky, yes.
Yeah, you should be picky. I mean, you know, if you're not going to be happy and the guy you're with doesn't meet your goals and you don't meet his goals, there's there's no point in having a relationship, and I think that you're just picky, and I feel that it will happen for you. I'm not sure when, but I just don't think it's a goal to be abandoned. I think it's going to come along at the right time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for another great reading.
Great. I'm glad you called in, Lily. Thank you for coming, and let us know how things go for you if you get around to, and you're interested in telling us how we did.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was a fun reading. I like hearing from her. She's got such a sweet disposition, you know, and it's like, you know, sometimes when we connect with people and then we connect with them again, the connection is so cool. You know, it's a deeper, or you know, your energy connects easier the second time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yes, and she's still very young yet, and I do see her. She's a lovely, lovely lady, and she will have a life partner for her. So, but I'm getting that she's busy with life.
Yeah, and there's no,
she doesn't have a lot of.
There's no problem with that. It's that sometimes society, we feed in too much to society, that, oh, you have to be married by such an age and have these many children at such an age, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. Everybody has their own path. And you follow the path that you're on. You know, you just can't be somebody you're not. You can't sit around pleasing society, so.
Right, and you have to choose what you really want. I mean, if you really want a relationship, you have to go out and look for a relationship, or you have to prepare yourself to be ready to receive a relationship, you know. And sometimes I think people think that, you know, everything's going to just come to their door. And, you know, in a way, life does come to you, but you have to also participate in the desire to have it be happen for you and to be fulfilled.
Exactly.
So, are you ready to go on to the next caller?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. We're going to go to an 843 number. 843, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay, Kimberly. What do you have a question for us?
Well, the question is, I just want to, I know that I'm getting into the transition period of leaving my job, and I just want some messages from Spirit or the angels on some steps of what to do next.
Okay. I'm getting that the Spirit guys would like you to talk to Ellen.
You know, it's weird is that when you were talking, I heard one word, and it's perfect. That you're making the perfect move at the perfect time.
Wow.
And that's what I got.
Okay.
It's really great. It's funny. I got It's Time to Spread Your Wings. This is a very significant life event. And you're going to have a powerful revelation that leads to change. I think some love is coming into your life, and I don't know if you want that, but I think I actually think it's somebody you already met or known or had some kind of relationship with. Maybe not, you know, complete relationship with, but somebody that you knew from your past or from somewhere in your past. And just make sure that you structure and be disciplined is what they're saying about, you know, moving forward. And I feel like, you know, fly, you know, but they're showing like the eagle wings to me of spread your wings or, you know, fly, fly, fly.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really, really great for you. And so I'm going to pass you on to Susie B now.
Okay.
Okay, Kimberly. The message that I'm getting is from Archangel Michael. And what he's saying is that this decision is valid and very sound, but needs guidelines and organization so you can manifest your next step.
Okay.
Creating a detailed plan to proceed with is very important, and a plan on what you're going to implement in the next steps.
Okay.
So carefully look at that. And what he's saying is to feel empowered to take this leadership role in the next part of your career path.
Okay. Okay.
So take that leadership role by the hand and walk with it.
Okay.
And it's funny because I got leadership too, but I couldn't figure out what they were trying to tell me to do. I was like, well, what do you want me to say with that? So thank you, Susie. You clarified it for me.
Okay. Thank you, Archangel Michael.
Yes, thank you. Thank you all very much. It was very, very helpful.
Great.
Okay.
Let us know how things go.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a fun one. You know, guys, I'm going to play a song because I need to take a quick break. And so just stay on the line, and we'll be back after this song.
Okay.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here. Fear. I need to know that things are gonna go, 'cause I feel I'm drowning in a sea of despair.
thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Unfortunately, we had a hard start to the show with some technical difficulties, and a lot of calls got dropped. And so we're going to end it early for tonight, and we want to wish everybody a happy Patrick's Day and hope that you have a great, great night. And definitely tune in next week, and I'm sure the show will be a lot smoother because retrograde will be over. You all have a good night. Bye-bye now.